You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Keith Nichols and the Cotton Club Orchestra, 1991, on Stomp Off. And you should buy a lot of Stomp Off CDs because they're great. They really keep the good music going. Bob Erdos and all those all those artists that he has on that label. And there's the Keith Nichols recorded in Britain and in London in 1991, Crying for the Carolines. Oh, yes. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I would elaborate on that record, except that I have no personal connection to it, except I like it. And that should be enough. The Six Brown Brothers. And, of course, Dan Levinson has recently done a recording with, that's a great tribute to them and sounds as good as they did. That's his transatlantic saxophone and sextet. But the Six Brown Brothers in 1916, here they are, Passion Dance. By the way, buy Dan's records, too, would you?
Thank you.
Conway's band, Auto Riders Frolic. And I guess they could frolic in those days. I think there are traffic regulations against that now. That was from 1920 on OK. Before that, Blackface, in quotes, Blackface Eddie Ross, and another Ross, Ross Gorman on the saxophone with Ross's Florida Cracker. Well, I'm sure they're referring to Eddie Ross and not Ross Gorman. That was from 1923 on Victor, and also from Victor in 1916, the Six Brown Brothers. That was their name, Brown. So that was Passion Dance from 1916, of course, on Victor. And good stuff. This is Radiola, and we have more vocalions here than you can, you know, imagine. I'm letting them out, you know, a little at a time, just so you don't have vocalion fatigue. But I transferred 74 sides last week, restored them, and here they are. Some more good ones. The Kensington Serenaders again, Ben Sullivan, and Sam the Old Accordion Man from 1927. Here's Ben.
Lovers love to hang around. He plays those chords like nobody can. They call him Sam, the old accordion man. Thank you.
And that's the Traymore Orchestra in 1927 with Rube Bloom's Soliloquy on Vocalion. Actually, it's Duke Ellington. And you knew that, didn't you? Of course you did. Before that, the boss, I sound like Fred Rogers. Yeah, I bet you. Can you say that's the, yeah, of course you can. The Bostonians, which is Ernie Golden, with another really favorite tune of mine from that I've heard for many years. This is from 1926 on Vocalion, Lonely Acres in the West. And, yeah, there they are. And that's Willard Robeson wrote that. Another one he wrote. Beautiful stuff. Kensington Serenaders, Ben Sullivan, Sam the Old Accordion Man, 1927. And this is Radiola. And I'm Andy Sr., and occasionally I play the accordion, although there are regulations about that, too, in this neighborhood, so I try to keep it, I try to keep the mute button on. It's amazing what you can't get away with these days. Here are a few items. All three of these actually came from Kurt Nock's a harvest of good shellac that I won, the Jubilee, I would have to say it was for me. Three great ones, and they're all British. So here's Leslie Hutchinson, otherwise known as Hutch, playing the piano and singing, 1932. Oh, what a tune this is. Humming to myself.
Singer of love songs, songs that are happy and gay. But how can I sing my love songs? My love has gone away. I've got the words, I've got the tune. I've been rehearsing under the moon, but I've got nobody to hear my song, so I'm humming to myself. I've got the place, I've got the time, I've got a lot of love words that rhyme, but I've got nobody to hear my song, so I'm humming to myself. I guess it just had to be. Won't someone listen to me? I've got the words, I've got the tune. I'd like to croon it under the moon, but I've got nobody to hear my song, so I'm humming to myself. Won't someone listen to me? I've got the verse, I've got the tune. I'd like to croon it under the moon, but I've got nobody to hear my song, so I'm humming it to myself.
Big he-man stuff.
Bert Ambrose and his orchestra, but actually mostly a vocal by Elsie Carlisle, and that's who it was. This was reissued some years ago on an ASV compilation called Listen to the Band, but here it is from a Regal Zonophone 78 in 1932. Please, Mr. Hemingway. Oh, yeah. I was going to save that for New Year's, but I thought, why not let a few good ones out here? And I certainly have. Jack Halbert. This is the other side of his hit record about the flies crawling up the wall, which I will play another time, but I felt this fits. I Want to Cling to Ivy, 1932, and yes, on the HMV. Nice sound on that, and beautiful sound on Leslie Hutchinson's Humming to Myself, 1932, and that is a tune that ought to be revived like many of them should. This is Radiola, and I'm trying to revive as many good tunes as I can before I can't be revived. And that may be any day now, the way I'm going, but I'm feeling good, actually. I'm not going to say anything more than that. I'm doing well. And I'm Andy Sr., and I have a clean bill of health, which I will show you if you insist. Here's a recording, another HMV pressing, of a 1930... washboard recording, the Washboard Serenaders, and there are some amazing musicians on here. I think Teddy Bunn is on this side, but it's a hot one, and it's a good one. And this will remind you, this tune, this recording will remind you of West End Blues, the classic recording by Louis Armstrong, but it is exactly the same form as that, in fact. But if you listen, you will see that is what they took off on here with Kazoo Moan, 1930.
Dipsy Doodle's the thing to beware. The Dipsy Doodle will get in your hair. And if it gets you, it couldn't be worse. The things you say will come out in reverse. Like you love I and me love you. That's the way the Dipsy Doodle works. The Dipsy Doodle is easy to find. It's almost always in the back of your mind. You never know it until it's too late. And then you're in such a terrible state. Like the moon jumped over the cow, hey diddle. That's the way the Dipsy Doodle works. When you think that you're crazy, you're the victim of the Dipsy Doodle. But it's not your mind that's hazy. It's a tongue that's at fault, not your noodle. You hear me? You'd better listen and try to be good. And try to do all the things that you should. The Dipsy Doodle will get you someday. You'll think you're crazy, the things that you say. Like rhythm got I and hot am I. That's the way the Dipsy Doodle works.
Edgar Hayes and his orchestra, 1937, with Duke Ellington's Caravan. Now is Juan Tizol. What am I saying here? I gotta get these things straight. Oh yes. Why show my ignorance on a weekly basis? It was popularized by Duke Ellington, but it was not written by him. And probably Irving Mills got in there somewhere too, but. Edgar Hayes took over the Mills Blue Rhythm Band and that's why probably why they all wound up recording Irving Mills' material. Before that, Milt Hirth Trio, and that was O'Neill Spencer, vocal and drums, and Willie the Lion Smith on piano, Milt on organ, the Dipsy Doodle, 1937, Decca, and I didn't take any EQ off that at all. That's raw. That's raw and good. That's hot stuff. Nice sound on that. And another record I didn't EQ because I needed to get the full effect of the kazoo was the Washboard Serenaders, Kazoo Moan, which is a travesty of West End blues, in my humble opinion, 1930. This is Radiola, and my opinions are humble as the rest of me is. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm not. Sometimes I feel I'm not worthy, and then there are other times I say, the heck with it. I'm not going to say any more than that either, except to say Will Osborne and his orchestra. And this is another one that I bought recently on eBay from Roger Wade, and this is Will doing a Bing Crosby tune. Love and Bloom.
Thank you. the moon if you'd ask me to. For you, I'd take down the stars when the night was through. In winter, I'd be bringing the spring to you. In summer, every moment I'd cling to you, sing to you. For you, I'd see that your daydreams would all come true. For you, there's nothing that I wouldn't gladly do. Above you, there'd be nothing but heaven's blue. To love you would mean living my life for you. Every move you would make, I would watch every step you take. You'd mean so much to me, every beat of my heart would be for you. And then I would place you upon a throne and live for you alone.
Paul Whiteman and his orchestra in 1937 on a nice scroll, Victor, also from that batch, from Roger Wade. Alan Holt on the vocal. For You, not the For You that you might have known, which was from about 1930, but that was from 1937, from a some movie or other, which I can't possibly think of, but those of you who know what it is will be able to tell. But that was a different For You, but a nice tune, lovely song, and certainly worthy of being penultimate on this show. I think Al Galadoro was in there somewhere, but he didn't have too much to do other than back up Alan Holt on that. Will Osborne and his orchestra, 1934, Love and Bloom. And this is Radiola, and we're having a time. That's what this is all about. What a time. And we're going to continue to have a time. We're going to have many times. And that's the whole point. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm the timekeeper. And it's almost time to go. But I want to thank you for listening this week and every week that you listen. And here are the Palmer House Victorians under the direction of Jules Herbivore, Frank Silvano singing Kiss Your Little Baby Goodnight. That's from 1926.
And when I do it,
that day is dawning. I'll be around to say good morning. So honey, if you want your baby like you want no baby, kiss your little baby good night.